Savior, you are our all in all. You are the great and mighty conqueror, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. You said the gate of hell will fight against that church, but it will never prevail against it, oh God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, Master, that your promises, they are sure, O living God. They are dependable, O Lord. Lord, they are efficacious, Lord Jesus, and they are still potent, O loving Savior, even to today. We are grateful unto thee, Master. We thank you that your word will never return unto thee void, Lord, but you have accomplished the very purpose why you have sent it, O living God. We are grateful unto thee, Master, because, Lord, you will never leave your home. You said, "Lo, I'm with you, even to the head of the world, Father." We are very, very grateful. We are thankful unto thee, Master, because you are the mighty man of valor. You are the great and mighty conqueror. Jehovah God, we say, blessed be thy name, O living God. Take all the glory, Lord, in Jesus Christ's name. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the way you are with the fathers of old that you did not let down. And we know, and we are sure, and we are certain again, Lord, that in this journey, you will never let us down, O God. Blessed be thy name, O living God. That is our confidence, Lord. That is our hope, that is our trust, O living God, Master, because we know you are a faithful and righteous God. Blessed be thy name, Master. Help us, Heavenly Father. Lord Jesus, oh, may you perfect all that concerneth your children, Master, and have your way in our lives, O loving Savior, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus, as you open your word once again, Lord, to the echo what your servant the prophet has said, O living God, be with us, Heavenly Father. Anoint us, inspire us to speak and to hear. Lord, may you give us understanding and revelation of your word. May your word impart, Master, strength, O living God, to our faithful heart, O loving Savior, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Strengthen us, Lord. Do something special in the midst of your people. Heal the sick and the afflicted. Let the saints of God to higher heights. Restore the backsliders to the fellowship of the saints of the Almighty God. Lord, fill with the Holy Ghost and fill with the Holy Ghost. Master, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you for granting this request, Father. Blessed be thy name, Lord. In Jesus Christ's name, we have prayed. Amen. God bless you. You are welcome to the last part of the service today. I believe there's no need of me asking you whether you enjoy the service in the morning. I know we all enjoy the Lord. God bless you. Let's take our Bible as we read from the book of Joshua. Joshua chapter 1. Read from verses 1 to 9. Joshua chapter 1 from verses 1 to 9. Now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses. From the wilderness and this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea, toward the going down of the sun, shall be your coast. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Praise the Lord. Jesus Christ, our Lord, said, "Lo, I'm with you, even to the head of the hedge." And God is telling Joshua here, that verse, let me read it again. Verse 5, there shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Be strong and of good courage, for unto these people shall thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. May the Lord Jesus add his blessing to the reading and hearing of his blessed word. And may he grant that unto every one of us in Jesus Christ's name. God bless you as you say that. So this evening, because of the, we only have a few time, just 1 hour, trusting God to help us, we want to round up our sermon on Israel and the church. Like I said last Wednesday, that the final part of the sermon is what we want to go through, trusting God to bless us by the same. Praise ye the Lord. Now we, just for a little background and a summary. Now, Abraham taught us that this Exodus had its genesis from one man, and that was Abraham. He said, if you want to look at the genesis, you go back to the book of the Genesis to see where it actually started. And it was in Abraham that the whole thing started. Because God, Bible said God elected Abraham. Not because Abraham was good, not because Abraham was grateful, not because Abraham was anything in righteousness, but Abraham was an idol worshiper. But because God elected him and chose him, God called him. Praise the Lord. And that is the way God calls every one of his children. Praise the Lord. It is certain. That is the way God calls every of his children. God calls them by election. He elected them. He ordained them. And he called them at the right time. Praise ye the Lord. So, God called Abraham. And then God gave him an unconditional covenant. And by the grace of God, we are in the same covenant even till today. Praise the Lord. If you want to accept it, that is the covenant under which we are operating. Unconditional covenant. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So God gave him an unconditional covenant, and God made a promise to him. And remember, it's not only to him. God made a promise to him and his seed after him. That he said his seed shall sojourn in a strange land, and after 400 years he's going to deliver them. Praise be the Lord. And when the time was fulfilled for God to deliver them, grace provided a deliverer. Praise the Lord. Then God fulfilled his word by bringing them out. We know the story how God brought them out, all the place and everything. God brought them out with his mighty hands. And God delivered them. There the Exodus started. And when the Exodus started, was it a smooth journey? Did they find everything at ease? No way. They found trouble on the way. There were trouble, there were obstacles, there were problems on the way. But the one who led them out was equal to the task. Praise the Lord. There was no problem that God was not there. All the problems, God was there to solve because the promise. And God was there in Mark, this language that this man used. Military man used. Masterminder. Yes, sir. He masterminded the whole program. He is the owner of the program. And not that God masterminded the program and he let them just go. God was in the program with them. Praise the Lord. So they met problems in the journey, but God was equal to the task. In this same Exodus, there is no way we will not meet problem in the journey. Because Jesus Christ said that the gate of hell we fight, but that gate of hell can never prevail. Because our God is more than the devil. Our God is more powerful than the devil, the author of the problem and the author of the fight against the fight of the gate of hell. He is more powerful, he is more able. And he has never lost any battle. And he will not lose any battle in your life and in my life in Jesus Christ's name. Praise the Lord. That is the confidence that we should have in any of our problems. If we are sure that it is God that has called us, we should be certain that this problem will be over. Praise the Lord. May God help us. So in the journey we saw that when there was no food, God gave them manna. We know what the manna meant. Abraham said the manna was a type of the Holy Ghost. He said it was a type of the blessing of the Holy Ghost. You know, the Holy Ghost stopped when they got to the promised land. And when we be taken away from that, the Holy Ghost will also be taken away from this place. Praise the Lord. So we saw the rock that followed them. When there was need for them for water, the rock, the one that followed them, gave them his water. Praise the Lord. That is what the Lord said. He said, Moses will smite the rock, and it will bring forward his water. Praise the Lord. Oh, the water of life. Where can we find it? In the Lord Jesus Christ. And that was the rock that followed them all through. The Bible says the rock that followed them was what? Was who? Was Christ. And is Christ Jesus in the midst of his church today? Oh, praise the Lord. The Lord Jesus Christ is still in the midst of his church today. Because he says, I will not leave you, nor forsake you, even to the end of the world. Hallelujah. So then, we also saw that when they sinned, God did what? He gave them the brazen serpent. They sinned, quite all right. But there was a brazen serpent that God gave to them through the servant Moses, which was to do twofold things. That is, the forgiveness of their sins and the healing of their body. Which was the same thing that Jesus Christ did for us on the cross at Calvary. The vicarious suffering of our Lord Jesus Christ accomplished the same thing that brazen serpent did in the wilderness. Praise the Lord. But unfortunately, when they go to Kadesh Barnea, and God said that they should go, God told Moses, send 12 men to go and spy the land. When the land that God has always been saying, the land that he swore unto their father, the land that he has given unto them. But God said they should go and spy the land. But when they go to spy the land, when they come back, what did they? They were overwhelmed by all that they saw. And they came back and gave, 10 of them gave evil reports that we cannot take the land. Let us arrange for ourselves a captain that will take us back to where? Egypt. Mercy. God was not pleased with them until God swore there that they, all those people, the people that spied, and all the people that were crying and were regretting, all of them will perish in the wilderness. See, God said, I think from 20 years above, if I'm not mistaken, from 20 years above, their children are the ones that will get to the promised land. Because why? Because of their unbelief. May unbelief not rob us of God's blessing. Because unbelief will not hinder God. There's no doubt about that. Unbelief will not hinder God. If God has made the promise, God will fulfill his promise. But unbelief will hinder the unbeliever from enjoying the blessing of the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. That is what unbelief can do. So they were overwhelmed and they said, we cannot do it. They have forgotten that this journey was not their home making. They have forgotten that it was God who made the promise. It was God who brought them out. They have forgotten that God made the promise, and that God who made the promise was in the camp. Praise the Lord. God was in the camp. It was not that God just said go. He said, I will send my angel to go before you. And that the angel that was going before them, Abraham, as we read last Wednesday, was the angel of the covenant. And that was not no other person but the Lord Jesus Christ. And that angel was manifested. They saw him in the pillar of fire by night and in the cloud of clouds by day. Yet, they still disbelieve God. May God be merciful to us. They forgot the victories that God has won for them. That was why God was not happy. Bible says God was not pleased with them. Until God swore by himself, this is who they will not get to that promised land. May God help us. May God have mercy on us. You know what Brabant taught us about unbelief? Brabant is the main sin. Unbelief. Unbelief is the main sin. Of course, that is the truth. It is because a man that will go and commit fornication did not strongly believe that God said that thou shalt not commit fornication. Because there are testimonies of how God delivers people from that temptation. It's a temptation. And if you believe God will deliver you, surely God will deliver you. But if you give yourself to it, then you can go ahead. It is your unbelief that has overcome you, that has made you to do what God says you should not do. But if you believe and you stand there that God said I shall not do this, that grace of God will come down. I'm a testimony. Praise ye the Lord. So we saw that when in this journey there was a false prophet that was sent to go and curse them. Balaam by name. Balaam was sent to go and curse these people. And but you know that he tried to curse truly, but Abraham said Balaam showed him the back parts of Israel. Not the whole part. He showed him the part that, like you say, that the wrong that they have done. He showed them the wrong that they have done. And he felt that these people that have done this wrong, God ought to curse them. And he wanted to curse them. You see, there is no... But Abraham taught us that a child of God makes mistake. Then, before I go ahead, let me tell you what Abraham said. But Abraham said that Balaam failed to see three things. Yes, sir. Said Balaam failed to see three things. In that he wanted to curse them, but he failed to see three things. The three things that he failed to see, Abraham said, they were the smitten rock and the brazen serpent that stood for an atonement for them, because they were God's chosen people. It is by election. Praise be the Lord. Abraham told lies. But do you know that we support unrighteousness and evil? No, not at all. Abraham told lies. But because God knew Abraham will repent and make it right. God knew, Abraham said it, God knew he will make it right. That is why it went the way they went. So these people, despite the bad part that Balaam used to show Balaam, Balak used to show Balaam that because these people have done this, they should be cursed. But the brazen serpent was standing for them for an atonement and the smitten rock. Praise the Lord. It doesn't mean that you should go and sin and say that I know God will forgive me. No, but Abraham said you will pay for every of your sin. He said so. You will pay for it. But Abraham said, be certain that your sin will find you out. He said so. So if you think that because God forgive Abraham, I will also go and sin, and afterwards I will come back, may you find grace to repent. Because many did that, and grace was not given to them for repentance. May God help us. So, but there is a third article that we have not mentioned. Praise the Lord. So, God help me. Now, the third thing that was in the camp that Balaam, in another sermon, Abraham mentioned it, that Balaam did not see these three things. In this sermon, Abraham mentioned just the two things that I've just mentioned, the brazen serpent and the smitten rock. But the third thing that Balaam did not see was the pillar of fire that was following them in the camp. Praise the Lord. The pillar of fire was there for them. The Lord himself, he was in the camp. He was following the camp. And Satan thought he can curse them. How dare you? You want to curse it? Like Wednesday, when we look at the children of Israel in the Red Sea, Pharaoh and his army said that they are two people who would destroy them and take them and take the remnant of them back to Egypt. They were meat for the Egyptians, because they were not holding any weapon. They were just mere men. So that was what Pharaoh thought and his army. But the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, when he saw the whole thing, he moved from the front, he moved behind them, and stood between him, between them and the enemy. Then how will the enemy be able to attack them? It is not possible. That is how God does for all of his children. Praise the Lord. Baba said, he is our going in between. That is the blood of Jesus Christ stand between you and the enemy. Oh, and in fact, the enemy will not be able to do you any harm. Praise the Lord. You know, I said something the other time that there are three things that I know basically that God did for us. Bible says the angel of the Lord encamped around them that fear him. Praise the Lord. And he said, the eyes of the Lord watches over the righteous. Then he gave us the Holy Ghost to see us through the journey. Praise the Lord. That is why a child of God can never, never be lost. Koshese for a child of God to be lost. Because God has invested a lot of things in us that we can never be lost. Praise the Lord. Oh, we thank the Lord for his goodness and his kindness. Our God is faithful. Is a mighty man of war. Oh, who can overcome God? Tell me. Who can fight God and win? No way, no one. Praise ye the Lord. So the pillar of fire was in the camp. And that pillar of fire was the one leading the way. Praise the Lord. Now, listen. But Abraham said, that pillar of fire has been the church all the while, all the way. Let me read one thing that he said. The thing that has been in the church all the time, yet not recognized the gift of the Spirit and the manifestation of the Spirit, is what is picking up the church now and moving on. Praise the Lord. Now this pillar of fire, but Abraham said the pillar of fire that was leading them in their journey, when the pillar of fire stopped, what did they do? They also stopped. And they make their tent. And they stay there. If 10 minutes after that, the pillar of fire moves, they will pull off their tent and follow the pillar of fire. Praise the Lord. If the prayer stay for 1 year, 2 years, in any place, that is where they will stay. They will pull their tent and stay there. But when the pillar of fire move, pull up their tent, carry their tent, and follow the pillar of fire. And the path that the pillar of fire takes, that is the way they must take. Praise the Lord. What is the significance in the church of the living God today? But Abraham said, after the 1,500 years of dark ages, you know what dark ages is? When Roman Catholic was ruling the whole world and they were killing and destroying all that would not agree with them, until one time they killed 68 million Christians in the time of the Dark Ages. So, but a time came when God wanted to deliver his people. There was a man by the name Martin Luther. He was in the Roman Catholic system. Let me read something to us. I think we see it after. Let me read something to us about Martin Luther as we continue. I want to read from Seven Church Ages. From Sardisian Church Age, the Messenger. Sardisian Church Age. I will just read the parts and we'll continue. This age is the best messenger of all the ages. It was Martin Luther. He was obedient to this, came to be a lawyer when the lingering illness and death of a near friend seemed to become serious concerning his spiritual condition. The death of a friend pulled him near to God. You see? I was saying that time, I think I mentioned the same thing in Ubumasho. As the nature of a sinner is the nature of a pig. None of us wanted any change. We were in our sins until something happened that cause us to think of our ways and turn and start turning our feet to the testimony of God. That is nothing but the call of God. Praise the Lord. So, he was studying to be a lawyer when the lingering and death of a near friend caused him to become serious concerning the spiritual condition of his life. He entered the Augustinian convent at Erfurt in 1505. There he studied philosophy and also the word of God. He lived a life of severe penance. Do we know the meaning of severe penance? How many of you know the meaning of severe penance? Raise up your hand if you know the meaning. Severe. Oh, mercy. Many of us do not know. Penance is what they do in those days. Roman Catholic does it in those days. They suffer this body, thinking by suffering this body, they will gain salvation. They go through a lot of things to suffer the body. A lot of things. I don't know. Maybe Roman Catholic people will understand, will be able to explain better. They punish this, thinking that by doing so, they will gain salvation. Listen, let's continue with it. I bring out something here. That's why I'm reading. Okay? There he studied philosophy and also the word of God. He lived the life of severest penance, but all the outward acts could not banish his sense of sin. He said, "I tormented myself to death to make peace with God, but I was in darkness and I find it not." The vicar general of his order, Toothpicks, helped him to gain the insight that his salvation will have to be the experience of an inner work rather than a ritual. Did you understand that? Let me read that again. The vicar general Toothpicks helped him to gain the insight that his salvation will have to be the experience of an epoch rather than a ritual. Praise the Lord. With this encouragement, he further sought God. Later became a priest. As yet, he was not saved. Are we following? He became an avid and deep student of the word and of the great theological work was extant. He was sought out as for his depth of knowledge and great sincerity. To keep a vow he had made to him, he went to Rome. He saw the beauty of the church imposed works that were salvation. And the work of God struck home to his heart. The just shall live by faith. That was the word of God that struck to his heart. I think if I'm not mistaken, Ishii made us to know that he was walking a step. That we know very well. He was walking a step there in the Roman Catholic Church when I think they gave him a lot. They gave him a Eucharist or something like that. And he threw it into his heart. After seeing it, he threw it down. This is not the body of my Lord. God, it was there. It was in Rome that the word of God struck his heart. The light sprung up in his heart. Let's continue with him. The just shall live by faith. On his return, the evangelical truth of this scripture flooded his mind, and he was set free from sin and born into the kingdom of God. Soon after this, he was elevated to Doctor of Divinity and commissioned to devote his own life to study and faithfully expand and defend the Holy Scripture. This he did, and with such effect that his heart and the hearts of those around him were deeply fixed upon the truth of the word. The word soon came into open conflict with the abuse of church creeds and doctrine. Then when Leo X became Pope and John Tetzel came to sell indulgence of sin. Sin is that you can pay your way to sin. To Roman Catholic, pay your way ahead. You say, I want to go and commit fornication with so person. You pay the money and you go and sin. That was then a Roman Catholic. Indulgence of sin. So, Luther had no choice. Let me do that again. Thus, when Leo S became Pope and John Tetzel came to sell indulgence for sin, Luther had no choice but to rise up against this anti-scriptural teaching. First, he turned down from the pulpit against it and then wrote his famous 95 theses, which on October 31st, 1517, he nailed to the door of the Castle Church. In a short time, Germany was ablaze, and the Reformation was born. Now, let it be remembered that that Martin Luther was not the only one who had protested the Roman Catholic Church. He was but one of many. Others had denied the Pope of their self-granted temporal and spiritual power. And even among popes, there were minor temporary reforms. Yes, there were many others who raised issues, but in the case of Luther, God's time was ripe for a definite move that would be the beginning of the restoration of the church to an outpouring of the Holy Ghost at a much later date. Praise the Lord. That was how Brabham said Luther, he saw the pillar of fire. When he saw this pillar of fire, when this picture struck his heart, and he made a proclamation, and the people of God moved out with him. Yes, there is one thing I miss in that moving of the children of Israel. When the pillar of fire lifted up to move, Brother said there is a thousand trumpets that will sound for them, everybody to hear and to take their move. Pack their loads, dismantle their tents, and take a move and follow the leading of the pillar of fire. So, and Abraham taught us that each messenger of the age blow the trumpet of God. Praise the Lord. Because when the word of God strike their heart, the word of God that struck Martin Luther was, the just shall live by faith, not by an outward work of penance or any other artwork work to gain salvation, but the just shall live by faith. When he proclaimed that, the people that were people of God moved out with it. Praise the Lord. That was the beginning of Reformation. That started the restoration that God promised. May God help us. So when Luther moved out, the people of God moved out with him. But the time came after the death of Luther that the people denominated his message into Calvinism. Once you are saved, you are saved. You can do anything when you are saved. That was how they denominated his message. And then the pillar of fire started moving again. And another man saw the pillar of fire move, and he made a proclamation. That was John Wesley. John Wesley, Brabham said, John Wesley saw the scripture that said that Jesus suffered without the gate, that he might sanctify his own people. That was Hebrews 13:12. Jesus, that you might sanctify the people. And Wesley said, you must be sanctified. Because God said, lo, I am holy, and ye must be holy. It's not just believing in the doctrine of God, the true doctrine of God, but then you must live the life of sanctification. Praise the Lord. That was what Wesley proclaimed. And the people of God then, they left materialism and they followed John Wesley. Praise the Lord. So that was another exodus. How God is moving his people from glory to what? To glory. Justification to what? Sanctification. Then when Martin Luther died, John Wesley died, the people that followed his message also denominated the message. And God does not like denomination. God is not in any organization. And when the people denominate, God moves. Praise the Lord. And when people denominated, in that time, God stirred up a man to start to see the need for the restoration of the gifts in the church. That was by the name of the person, William Seymour. It was not the major move of God. Take note. That was not the major move of God. It was a preparatory move that God used that man to do. Praise the Lord. Because William Seymour was not a messenger to any age. Praise the Lord. It was just that was how Pentecostalism started. William Seymour, God used him to bring in the gifts, manifestation of the gifts to the Pentecostal. Pentecostal started. That was after that we heard about the former and the latter rain. It was in the move of the former and the latter rain in America. Remember, Martin Luther was where? Was from where? Germany. John Wesley was from where? Britain. And this one, the move, the Azusa Street revival started in America. Praise the Lord. And he didn't leave because there is a word that God wants to do in America. Praise the Lord. So, Azusa Street revival started in America. We will see more starting the work of Pentecostalism. That was not the major message. That was a preparatory work that God started to prepare the way for the coming of the Messiah. I mean, of the messenger of the last age. Praise the Lord. So, former and latter day started in America. And may I say that the pillar of fire, Abraham did not see the pillar of fire move. Listen attentively. The pillar of fire came to William Miriam Braham. Because the Bible has taught us that the word of God does what? Comes to the prophet. Praise the Lord. So the pillar of fire came to William Braham in this age, at evil at his back. And he was sent with a message to prepare a bride for Christ. And don't forget, the scripture that God gave to him was what? Malachi 4, 5 and 6. And Revelation 10, 1 to 7. And Luke 17, 30. Praise the Lord. Before the great and the dreadful day of the Lord, I will send unto you Elijah the prophet. Let's go and read that. Malachi 5 and 6. Because sometimes when you are here, you... Okay? Yes. Behold, I will send unto you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and the dreadful day of the Lord. Okay? And he shall turn the heart of the fathers to the children, and the heart of the children to their fathers, lest I come and smite the heart with a curse. And the part William Brown was to fulfill is turning the heart of the children to the fathers. Praise the Lord. And in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when it shall begin to sound, the mystery of God should be what? Finished, as he has declared to his servant the prophet. And Brabram said it in the seven church ages. Now, the messenger of Malachi 4 and Revelation 10:7 is going to do two things. According to Malachi 4, he will turn the hearts of the children to the fathers, the Pentecostal fathers. He will reveal the mysteries of the seven thunders in Revelation 10, which are the revelation contained in the seven seals. It will be this divinely revealed mystery truth that literally turned the hearts of the children to the Pentecostal fathers. Praise the Lord. So, the pillar of fire came to William Branham, and William Branham declared his message. That is why we are sitting here today. Praise the Lord. So, and this is the last move of God in this Exodus before the going home. Praise the Lord. May I just pinch us a little bit, if you don't mind. Moses, the great servant of the Lord that led the people of children, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. The pillar of fire was in the camp. Moses, the prophet of the Lord, was in the camp. But after Balaam could not curse the people, what did Balaam say? Balaam said, he told Balak, ask these people to come to the priest of Baal Peor. We are the same thing. We are serving the same God. Remember, we had it this morning. Jehoshaphat and Ahab. Brother said, Jehoshaphat made a great mistake by joining himself to the alliance with Ahab. If not God's mercy, Jehoshaphat would have died in that war. So, Balaam said, we are the same, we are serving the same God. So come to worship with us at the feast of Baal Peor. The people of Israel, they left Moses, the servant of the Lord, in the camp. They left the pillar of fire in the camp. And contrary to what God has taught them, they went and followed and enjoyed themselves in the worship and of Baal Peor. You see, there is nothing of Satan. Let me say it again. There is nothing of Satan that does not bring unrighteousness. That is a fact. Any revival of Satan will lead to what? Unrighteousness, which is sin. The people left Moses in the camp. They didn't care about Moses. They have gotten a prophet that is calling them to a feast. Did they go to ask Moses? Should we go to this party? Did they go to ask Moses? No, they didn't ask Moses. They went on their home. This Moses home is too hard. They are calling us to a feast. We go and enjoy ourselves in the feast. Did God spare them? God did not spare them. About 23 or 24,000 people died as a result of that sin. Like I was saying, there is no revival of Satan that brings righteousness. It will always bring unrighteousness. There's no doubt about that. Because his purpose is to lure the people into sin and destroy them. That is his aim. To destroy them both spiritually and physically. He wants to destroy people and get them away from God and get them to hell. So any revival that is contrary to this message, may God deliver us from all evil. Anything that Brabran did not say, that you follow, whatever you see there, that is your own cup of tea. May God be gracious to us. God has given to us all that we need in this journey. There is nothing that we need to do that God has not spoken through his servant the prophet. There is nothing. Don't forget, we are not the first one. We are not the first people that we follow this God. People have followed him faithfully and sincerely, and they have reaped the benefit of following him. Like I said a few minutes ago, that unbelief, it does not hinder God. It is certain and sure that God will have a church in this, a bride in this age, without spot, without wrinkle. And that church must be there. But the question is, are you and I in that church? That is the question. It is certain that God made the promise. Just as God made the promise that he's going to bring the children of Israel out of Egypt to the promised land. Did God bring them to the promised land? They were there. It was only the unbeliever that perished in the wilderness. The mixed multitude. They were the only one that perished in the wilderness. And this journey also, God has sworn by himself that that church will be there without spot, without wrinkle, or any of such things. It is certain. Nothing will hinder it. As certain as we are sitting here, that church will be. That church will be. That one will be raptured. But the thing is, are you and I in the church? May God help us. Okay, let me show us something. I was telling the children, we couldn't finish it in the morning. After the death of Moses, Brabra said, when Moses failed, God asked Joshua to continue to take the children of Israel to the promised land. The land that he swore unto their fathers. That's the way God used to put it. Now, God also told Joshua to send people to spy Jericho, the next land that they are to go. When they got to Jericho, they met a harlot there, Rahab by name. When Rahab saw them, because Miriam knew she has heard about their God, and she knew that she put her trust in their God. And she wanted that their God to save her and her household. She covered and saved the spies when they were to be taken. She hid them. And after she brought them out, she told them, two people, Barbara said they were ministers. He told them, he said, I know that the Lord your God is the only God of heaven. And I know that he has delivered these people here to your hands. He said, as you see the people here, all of them as mighty and strong as they are, they are nothing but what? They are faint. They are afraid of you people. And I know your God will give these people to them. But swear to me, listen attentively. Swear to me that when you come to destroy this land, you will spare me and my father's house. Were those people prophets? No, they were not prophets. They were messengers, ministers. And the Bible taught us that they swear to her that by the Lord, he said, swear to me by the Lord your God. That's the way she put it. Swear to me by the Lord your God that my life will be spared and the life of my father's household. And the Bible says they swear to her. They said, for you to keep this our business, put this red thread that you led us down, put it on that window. And let everybody that are your people come into that your house. If any one of them go out, will be free from their blood. But if any one of them came into the house that into this house to that house and they die, their blood will be on our head. Did God honor their sin? Amen. God of heaven honored what those people said. When the wall of Jericho was to fall, it was only the house of Rahab, where the house of Rahab was, that did not fall. God honored those, the words of those servants, those ministers, as we put it. They were not prophets. He just said, swear to me by the Lord your God. And God, when it comes to swearing, God has respect for those things. That was when, that was why, when Esau swear to Jacob that the birthright belonged to you, God had no choice. God sealed it. So, and these people also swear to Rahab. They were not prophets. They were just ministers, as we call it. And God honored their word. The same God is still with the same God that we are serving. You see, as some of us used to say that, those people, when they were saying those things, they don't actually have the picture of what is going to happen. They just said it, that just bring them, they trusted the Lord, that their Lord, their God, will keep those people. And God honored it. You see, our God is faithful. Praise the Lord. There is no one, like I used to say, there is no one that put their trust in this God and God ever let down. It has never happened and it will never happen. God will never let anybody down. But Bible taught us that he will pay with what? A lot of interest. He doesn't let anybody down. So, men and brethren, this is our time. We are in the same Exodus. To conclude this sermon, you see, all the things that God did for them in the Old Testament, God has done for us today. Because it's the same God. The pattern still remains the same. Because the pattern still remains the same, God does not deviate from his pattern. And he has done the same thing that he did for them, he has done for us also. But he lays in our hands what we do with his word. The pillar of fire is still in the camp. The Lord of hosts is in the midst of his people. We are in the remove of the Almighty God. Because we are following the pillar of fire, the same pillar of fire that brought the children of Israel down from Egypt to the promised land. The same pillar of fire came to our prophet William Mary Abraham, and he's still in the camp. And because he's still in the camp, he is faithful to all his promises. Is it the promise of healing? He is faithful to it. Is it the promise of the Holy Ghost? He is faithful to it. Then the ball is in our court. Like I read at the beginning of this sermon, Brother said, if God ever healed a man who came unto God by a basis, and if another man will come on the same basis, God is obligated to heal the Lord, second man when he came to God. And if God healed a man with the Holy Ghost on the basis of believing Acts 2:38, if another man will come on the same basis, God is obligated to fill that man with the Holy Ghost. So our God is obligated. He made the promise. I'm not the one who made the promise. It is God who made the promise. Because the God who made the promise is faithful. Because the God who made the promise is ever faithful to his word. He has never disappointed anybody. I'm 100% sure God will never disappoint you. Let's rise on our feet. Be of good courage. God spake unto Joshua. When at the river, God pointed the way. Jordan uncrossable. Things that seems impossible. Oh, mercy. Water divide, and they, as they march and obey. Oh, be of good courage, God spake unto Joshua. When was the river, God pointed the way. Jordan uncrossable. Why don't you commit yourself unto this God, this faithful and righteous God? Commit yourself unto Him before I ask His servant to pray for us. First speak unto Him yourself. Make your request known unto Him. Call upon His name because He is here. He promised that where two or three are gathered in His name, there He will be in their midst. And by the grace and by the word of God, by the calling of God, I know that God is here in our midst now. Why don't you call upon Him? Call upon Him. Make your request known unto Him. He will hear you.
In Jesus Christ's name, we are praying. Besides those at the altar, if you want to be remembered in prayer, why don't you raise up your hand to the Lord for His servants to pray for us. God bless you, sir.
Let us pray. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you very much, O Lord our God, for your presence, O Lord our God, you gave with us this afternoon's evening. We thank you for the ministration of your word this glorious gospel in simplicity, yet in power and demonstration of the Holy Spirit. You ever remain the same, Heavenly Father, you change it never. Oh Lord our God, we thank you because, oh Lord, your promises are true. They are yea and they are amen. You are still the same God of Abraham. You are still the same God of Isaac. You are still the same God of Israel, O Lord our God. You are still the same God of men of old, Heavenly Father. Lord Jesus, you are still our God today. Help us, our Father, in this Christian journey, O Lord God Almighty. Father, every obstacle, every barrier, every obstruction on our way, may they be completely removed, O Lord. Help us to trust in your word, Heavenly Father. God said it. I believe it. That's status it. Let it be our portion, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, to know that we are serving a God that can never fail, who is never disappointment, who has promised, I will never leave you alone, nor forsake you. Thank you, our Master. No matter how rough the journey may be, no matter how hard it may be, no matter how rough it may be, we know, O Lord, that God in heaven, when you come on the scene, situation is under control. You are master over all circumstances. Lord, may we just never look at circumstances around us, O Lord. May we look always at your word, O Lord. Heavenly Father, Lord, may we, no matter what is happening, help us, O Lord, to look up unto you, because our redemption draws nigh. Thank you, our Master. May there be no falling by the wayside, O Lord. Help us, our Father. You promise to see your church through to the end, O Lord. No, the enemy may fight, O Lord. The gates of hell will fight. But one thing sure, it will never be failed, O Lord of our God. Therefore, Lord, none of your children shall be lost, O Lord. It's your promise, word, Heavenly Father. Have your way, Lord. As many, Heavenly Father, as are looking up unto you for the confirmation of their election unto them, may you hear prayers, O Lord. May you answer back, O Lord of our God. I pray, O Lord of our God, that the service of today, Heavenly Father, O Lord my God, in the outcome of it, O Lord, we bring out a wonderful, glorious testimony in the life of your children, Lord. Let it be, Heavenly Father. We pray for complete death, O Lord, to serve, Heavenly Father, that the power of the resurrected Lord Jesus Christ will be alive in every individual, Lord. Thank you, our Master. Those at the altar, those who raise up their hands, O Lord, you know their needs, Heavenly Father. May those needs be met, O Lord. May their heart desires be granted to them, O Lord. May them, every one of us, may we go back home, O Lord, meditating on these things, Heavenly Father. May we see the truth, full manifestation of this precious word of life that goes unto us, O Lord, this afternoon once again. We thank you very much for the Sunday school. Come, follow me. Lord, though it was only played back to the adults, as it we had it, O Lord, in the families, O Lord, last Friday, we beseech you, Lord, may we not be forgetful here. Help us to surrender all unto you. Have your way, Heavenly Father. The one thing needful, Lord, and that is to follow you through to the end. Help us, our Father. Lord Jesus, help the businessmen. Help these men, women, O Lord. Help the workers, Heavenly Father. Have your way, Lord Jesus. Master Savior, may we never find ourselves, O Lord, in anything, O Lord, whatsoever that is not becoming to a child of God, O Lord. Grant it, Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We bless your wonderful name. We appreciate you, Lord. May we meditate on these things, O Lord. Replenish your servant that you have wonderfully used, O Lord, this afternoon so evening. Lord, replenish him of the virtue that went for out of him, O Lord. Lift up, O Lord, the honor of his ministry and that of others, Lord. We want to remember again, O Lord, the associate pastor. Mercy be shown unto him. Father God in heaven, may you anoint his faith, O Lord, to claim that which already finished on the cross of Calvary. For you are wounded for his transgressions, Lord. You are bruised for his iniquity. The chastisement of Samuel Olaoluwa Fagbeso was upon you, and by the stripes of our Lord Jesus Christ, Samuel Olaoluwa Fagbeso was already healed. Thank you, our Master. We pray for our pastor also, Lord. May the same blessing be extended unto him in the name of Jesus Christ. And everyone that is sick, O Lord, may you touch them, O Lord. Father God, we thank you. Father, we bless you. All death is nothing to you. You are the ancient of this, Lord. Thank you, our Master. May we go to enjoy good health, O Lord, from the oldest here to the least, O Lord, our God. Even those children, the hospital, may you touch them, O Lord. May your healing power touch them, O Lord. May the presence of your Lord minister unto them, Lord. Thank you, our Master. May we go home rejoicing, O Lord, in thy salvation, in thy healings, in thy deliverance, O Lord, in the baptism of the Holy Ghost, O Lord. May no evil befall anyone, Lord. May we come back on Wednesday to give thanks unto you. Your people that are traveling tomorrow, see them through, Lord. Other journey later, may you see us through, Lord. May your name be glorified, Lord. Help your humble servant as I go to this village, O Lord our God. Father, help me, O Lord. Take every form of idol worship, we can plans of the enemy. May you shatter them to pieces, O Lord. May your word prevail, Heavenly Father. Glorify your name, O Lord. I'm counting on the prayers of the saints, O Lord. See me through, Lord. Thank you, our Master. Blessed be your name. We appreciate you for the entire day. Thank you for the officers. Thank you for the instrument users. Thank you for the song leaders. Thank you very much, O Lord, for the Sunday schools to be attended. Thank you indeed, O Lord, for the usher. Thank you, Lord, our God, for the computer operators, engine operators, and our brother, Lord, our God, here with your assistance. We thank you. Strengthen them, O Lord. We pray for more grace, Heavenly Father. Blessed be your wonderful name. In Jesus' wonderful name, we pray with faith and with all thanksgiving. Amen and amen. God bless you. I say, God bless you. And follow in Jesus one step at a time. I live for the moment in His love. The sun is still shining. Let us worship the Lord now. Are you not following Jesus? Is not a chorus in the hymn book? Is it not inspired to you? I'm following Jesus. One step at a time. I live for that moment in His love divine. Why think of tomorrow? Just live for today. May God bless us. Though the pathway may be narrow, but he leads on. Let's follow him. I'm following.